This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Let's take it nice and easy. It's gonna be so easy for us to fall in love. Hey baby, what's your hurry? Relax and don't you worry. We're gonna fall in love. We're on the road to romance, that's safe to say. But let's make all the stops along the way.
Well, as I say every week, you don't need to make all the stops along the way. Just one stop will do. And where is that one stop? Well, it's here. Where's here? Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. And today is Friday, the 18th of July in the year 2025. And who's in Studio One? Me, John Redman. That's who. Why is he there? Well, he's got his show, Easy Jazz, with John Redman. And that's what you've got, my dear friends, from now right up until noon today. It's cold out there today. There was a lot of rain yesterday, but it's cold today. It's going to be cold tomorrow too. Anyway, good morning to everyone, no matter where you are in the whole wide world. Thank you for tuning in to listen to the next nearly 2 hours of Easy Jazz. Now, you could be listening locally on your radio. And if you are, you're on one of two frequencies, 1431 AM or 104.7 FM. But you could be anywhere on the planet and listening to this show because you've gone to your search engine with your smart device, and you've dialed in www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz, because that's our live stream, and that is how you can listen anywhere in the world. Okay, let's get on with the show, shall we? Regular listeners will know that the first track I bring was the last track of the week before. And let me introduce that, because you're going to get all of it now. Jim Mullin, who was born in 1945, is a Scottish, in fact, he's Glasgow-born, a jazz guitarist. He's got a very distinctive style, as our Jim, because like Wes Montgomery, he doesn't use a plectrum, a pick. He uses his right thumb. Okay? Just like Wes Montgomery. Yeah, you know what I mean. Anyway, I've had the pleasure of meeting and talking and listening to Jim three times, I think, so far. And he's a very, very kind and down-to-earth man. I've got a track from his 1996 album, which is called We Go Back. That's coming up right now. Jim is on guitar. Gareth Williams is on piano. Mick Hutton on bass. Gary Husband on drums. And here they are playing for us a tune which is called One Finger Snap. Jim Mullin, the man on guitar. Thank you. Yeah, the man with the magic thumb on the guitar was a Scottish man, Jim Mullen, with Gareth Williams on piano, Mick Hutton on bass, and Gary Husband on drums. Nice little solo from Gary, too. The tune that Jim wrote was called One Finger Snap. And just listening to that, I mean, God, the speed with which he can play with just the thumb. Amazing. Anyway, let's get on to the next one. This next track also has a guitarist in it, but it's one of our local guitarists. And it's a recording from a rehearsal that was made in Auckland in New Zealand, and it features our local Napier guitarist, Bob Jackson, along with the Australian double bass player, Andy Atwell, and an Auckland singer, a lady called Alana Goldsmith. And as I say, it's not from an album, but it's a recording made during a rehearsal for an album. And Bob, Andy, and Alana are going to perform for us the 1932 Irving Berlin song, which is called How Deep Is the Ocean?
Oh. Yep, like that.
How much do I love you? I'll tell you no lie. How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky? How many times a day do I think of you? How many roses are sprinkled with dew? How far would I travel to be where you are? How far is the journey from here to a star? And if I ever lost you, how much would I cry? How deep is the ocean? How high is the sky?
Say that was a recording of a rehearsal that was made in Auckland with our local guitarist Bob Jackson, the Australian double bass player Andy Atwell, and the Auckland singer Alana Goldsmith. That was a rehearsal, but it went along quite nicely, didn't it? I mean, it died a bit at the end, but it was just a rehearsal. I'm having to hold the microphone because it won't stay in place. Okay, you'll enjoy the next one because it involves the Christchurch, New Zealand-based singer Malcolm McNeil. Now, in the year 2000, Malcolm travelled to the USA and he recorded an album with the great pianist and composer, a man called Dave Frischberg. Now, on that album, Dave Frischberg played the piano. He had Scott Steed on the bass and Neil Masson on the drums. Now, they called the album West 79th Street. And I'm just about to bring you one of the songs that was composed and written by Dave Frischberg. Now, his lyrics are always worth listening to. And they're quite comedic. So open your ears and listen to Dave Frischberg's lyrics as Malcolm McNeil plus piano, bass and drums give us this tune, which is called My Attorney Bernie.
my attorney Bernie. I'm impressed with his influential friends. He's got very big connections, so I follow his directions. Bernie knows his way around, and so I always do what Bernie recommends. I am blessed with my attorney Bernie. I'm impressed with the way he runs the store. He's got Dodger season boxes and an office full of foxes. It's amazing all the different things your average guy might need a lawyer for. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign. We sign. I'm in touch with my attorney Bernie. In a clutch, he can speed right to the scene. And if I'm locked up in the jail with just one phone call for my bail, he says to call his club collect or deal directly with his answering machine. When I dine with my attorney Bernie, he buys wine from the rare imported rack. That's 'cause Bernie is a purist, not your polyester tourist. Bernie waves the glass around a while and takes a sip, but always sends it back. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign. We sign. I admire my attorney Bernie. I admire any guy who knows his stuff. Sure, we blew a couple of ventures with some counterfeit debentures. But you win a few, you lose a few. Like Bernie says, you keep on hanging tough. Thanks to you, my attorney Bernie. Thanks to you, I'm considered well-to-do. Sure, I'm made out like a bandit, just exactly like you planned it. But like Murray, my accountant, told me yesterday, I owe it all to you. Bernie tells me what to do. Bernie lays it on the line. Bernie says we sue, we sue. Bernie says we sign. We sign on the dotted line.
So did you listen to those lyrics? Weren't they great? Fantastic. You know, Dave Frischberg died a couple of years ago, but he always wrote tunes with absolutely great down-to-earth lyrics. And of course, many weeks ago now, I played a Blossom Dearie track where she sang words that she and Dave Frischberg had actually written. Anyway, just to remind you, the singer was Malcolm McNeil, Kiwi singer. He was based in Christchurch. Dave Frischberg was on the piano, Scott Steed on bass, Neil Masson on the drums. And, of course, the tune was called My Attorney Bernie. You know, it's been some time since I played anything by that great Barcelona youth band, the San Andreu Jazz Band. Now, recently, the band took part in the 2025 Essentially Ellington competition held in New York. And out of 30 bands, this youth band from Barcelona, the San Andreu Jazz Band, came second. Pretty good, eh? To give you an idea of how good this youth band is, have a listen to this live recording and remember that the musicians in the band are aged between 6 years of age and 18 years of age. Listen to this live recording that they did called Undecided. Now, it was written by Sid Robin and Charlie Shavers back in 1938. And it goes, you know, do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Here's this kid band, these young people, directed by the man who started it all, a man called Juan. That's J-O-A-N, but not pronounced Joan. It's Juan Chamorro. So, San Andreu Jazz Band with Undecided.
Thank you.
Yeah, the crowd loved it too, didn't they, eh? Okay, that was the St. Andreu, A-N-D-R-E-U, St. Andreu Jazz Band, which is a jazz band, and the members are all aged between 6 and 18 years of age. They played for us that brilliant little bit of music written by Charlie Shavers and Sid Robin, Undecided. And if you want to know more about the band, all you have to do is go to YouTube and just type in S-A-J-B. And there are dozens, dozens of tracks by that band. One of them, it's a six-year-old girl called Elsa Amonjou who's playing a trumpet between two giant saxophone players. Anyway, just have a listen to this next one. Just have a listen to this one first. Listening to Easy Jazz with John Redman, coming to you live at a Studio One at Radio Hawke's Bay. The time is 10:35 a.m. locally. Thank you.
het even een beetje aan voorbij, maar dat is even duoptrombone. Ja. Maar ik ken dat eigenlijk helemaal niet.
Ja, trombone ben je natuurlijk gewend aan een schuiftrombone.
I don't think we need the Dutch people talking there, do we? But let me tell you about that track. In 1981, the American jazz guitarist John Scofield got a phone call at his hotel while he was touring with his band. And the guy who was calling him was a local TV show producer. And he said to John, "Hey, your fellow guitarist, Jim Hall, is unavailable to perform." But the American valve trombonist, Bob Brookmeyer, who's in the same hotel as you, might be available. So John Scofield met up with Bob Brookmeyer, and Bob said, yeah, I'll play tonight. No problems. So there you had Bob Brookmeyer on valve trombone, John Scofield on guitar, and they improvised everything that you heard on a tune called Moonlight in Vermont. And that was recorded live in 1981. Pretty good, eh? Okay, Just the Way You Are, you know that one. Billy Joel had a massive hit with that back in 1977. And it was on Billy Joel's album called The Stranger. Now, in addition, the jazz singer Joe Williams recorded that song, Just the Way You Are, live in June 1985 at the Ocean Way Studio in Los Angeles, California. And it went out on Delos Records, D-E-L-O-S, Delos Records. And Joe was backed when he sang Just the Way You Are by the Thad Jones Band. And here it is for you to enjoy. Joe Williams, Thad Jones Big Band, from 1985, Just the Way You Are.
Don't go changing to try to please me. You never let me down before. Don't imagine you're too familiar. I don't see you anymore. I never leave you in time of trouble. We never could have come this far. Took a good time. I'll take the bad time. I'll take you just the way you are. Don't go trying spoken passion. Although I might not seem to care, I don't I just want someone that I can talk to. I want you just the way you are. I need to know that you'll always be same old someone that I knew. Forever, this I promise from the heart. I couldn't love you any better. I love you just the way you are.
Well done, Joe. God, didn't he do a great job of that Billy Joel song, Just the Way You Are? I think he did wonderful. I mean, being a jazz man myself, hearing it sung by a jazz vocalist like Joe Williams, I think is better than the original. But anyway, Joe Williams recorded Just the Way You Are in 1985, backed by the Thad Jones Band. Now, Thad Jones is a trumpeter. And it went out on an album. Oh, God, I can't remember the name of the album. But it went out for a little-known record company called Delos, D-E-L-O-S. But, no, that was a great record. Now, listen, remember, I do not stop at 11 o'clock for Newsport Weather. So if you want to know all the news, all about the sport and what the weather's like, you'll have to wait until I finish at noon today. It's Friday, the 18th of July in the year 2025. In 1963, the lovely, the talented, the wonderful Julie London recorded an album for Liberty Records, and they called it Love on the Rocks. And from it, would you please enjoy Julie London, backed by a very nice studio orchestra, sing a 1954 song written by Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin, and that song is called The Man That Got Away. Julie London is the singer.
Is bitter, the stars have lost their glitter, the winds grow colder, and suddenly you're older, and all because of the man that got away. No more his eager call, the writings on the wall, the dreams you dreamed have all gone astray. The man that won you has run off and undone you, that great beginning has seen the final inning. Don't know what happened, it's all a crazy game. No more that all-time thrill, for you've been through the mill, and now a new love will be the same. Good riddance, goodbye. Every trick of his, you're on to. But fools will be fools. And where's he gone to? The road gets rougher, it's lonelier and tougher. With hope you burn up, tomorrow he may turn up. There's just no let up, but live long, night and day. This world began, there's nothing sadder than a one-man woman looking for the man that got away. The man.
Don't you think her voice sort of wraps itself around the listener like a nice warm blanket? That's how I feel about Julie London. She recorded that in 1963 for Liberty Records. The album's called Love on the Rocks, and Julie sang for us the Harold Arlen and Ira Gershwin song, The Man That Got Away. And I've told you, how many times have I said to you, when I was probably about 13, 14, 15, I was madly in love with Julie London. Not only was she a great singer, she was a good-looking gal, I tell you. Okay, let's move on to an American singer called Arthur Prysock. Now, his surname is spelled P-R-Y-S-O-C-A, Prysock. And in 1977, Arthur Prysock did a very nice album for Old Town Records. And they gave it the title, Arthur Prysock Does It Again. So, please enjoy the baritone voice of Arthur Prysock, as he sings a song written by Roger Joyce and Victoria Pike called Born to Be With You. And there's a very nice vocal backing on this one as well. So here's Arthur Prysock from 1977 with Born to Be With You. Come on.
Who I could have been, a million things, a puppeteer who pulls the strings with just one hand. If I had planned it that way, or I might have been a circus clown, make people laugh when they are down, a different man than what I am today. Time stands still at my command. I am the king because you bring love to me. You came in my life just like a song and made it right when it was wrong. Through darkest nights, your light is all I see. But I was born to be in love with you. Oh, baby, you made my every dream come. Oh,
song was called Born to Be With You. The singer was the American singer Arthur Prysock, and that track is on an album that went out for Old Town Records in 1977, and the title of the album is Arthur Prysock Does It Again, and the song, of course, was called Born to Be With You. Now, I reckon that if that song had come out in the 50s, or perhaps even the 60s, Sinatra would have grabbed hold of that song and made a great recording of it, because the lyrics were good, the music was good. Arthur did a great job on it, but I bet Sinatra would have done a great job on it. Now, I'd like to sing that ballad, you know. Yeah, I would. Okay, now it's time for me to tell you more about this radio station of ours, Radio Hawke's Bay. Well, we've been going now for 30 years. Originally, we were called Radio Kidnappers, but that caused quite a few problems with people saying that we were Cape Kidnappers Radio, among many other things. So we rebadged, so to say, and we've been Radio Hawke's Bay for coming up 3 years now. Now, we're based in the middle of the city of Hastings in the province of Hawke's Bay in New Zealand. We broadcast 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We never close. We put out around 100 programs a week. We've got about the same number of broadcasters, but we're not just a music radio station. Yes, music does play a fairly large part in Radio Hawke's Bay. Obviously, you're listening now to a jazz program called Easy Jazz with me, John Redman, and my friend Ian Hunt. He has a jazz program that goes out on Tuesdays from 4 to 6 p.m. But we do a lot of other genres. We do classical music. We do traditional. We do African music, international music. We do everything you can think of. Bluegrass, country and western. It's all there. But we're still not principally a music station. We have lots of other programs, all informative. And if you want to know a little bit more about what our programs are, you've heard me say already, go to www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Now, to do that, you need a smart device, a phone, cell phone, or a tablet or a laptop or a desktop. And you go to your search engine and you go www.radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Now, our homepage will open for you. And one of the first things you'll notice is a little circle, and it says Listen Live. If you click on that, you can listen to whatever is being broadcast at that time, at that instant that you clicked on it. You'll be able to see what our schedule is, what programs are on, what day, what time, etc., etc. You'll be able to learn a little more about the broadcasters as well. If you missed a program, say you've got a favorite program, say on gardening, for example, and you missed it, you could also go to the www dot thing, and you just type in the name of the program. You go to podcast, type in the name of the program, and a ladder, we call it a ladder, falls down. You say, oh, there it is, the gardening program. Click on that. All the dates are shown. And you say, oh, this is the one I missed. Click on it, and you can listen to it. You can do that with all programs emanating from Radio Hawke's Bay. We always need new broadcasters, you know. So if you haven't got something to write with, and something to write on, just nip off and get something now, because I'm going to give you a phone number. Okay? Oh, you're back. Good. If you think you have something that our listeners, international listeners as well, we do have listeners all over the world, remember, and you think, well, I've got a great idea for a program, or my association, or my club, we do great, you know, informative things. All you have to do is to ring this number if you live locally within the province. Okay? Doesn't matter. Well, you could do it if you live anywhere else, because you can always do your shows, record them, and we'll send them to us and we'll put them out on air. But this is the number you ring. 06-878-8710. I'll say it again, 06-878-8710. And talk to one of the Dream Team here and say, hey, I was listening to Easy Jazz with John Redman, and he said, I've got a great idea for a program. Then you can come in, you can talk to the team and say, hey, this is my idea. Have a cup of tea, a cup of coffee, a bicky, or whatever. And who knows, you could be the next new broadcaster. So easy. Full training will be given. You don't have to be live like I do, like I am. You could record your program and make it totally perfect. And we'll play it, you know, at a time when we've got time free, because we have to fit things into the schedule. And it's as easy as that. So you've learned a little bit more about this radio station. We're no hex station, you know. We're really with it. Radio Hawke's Bay. That's us. Right. Back to music. I'm going to play some instrumental music now. Now, in 1988, the American tenor sax player Benny Golson was courting a lady called Betty. And he decided he'd write a song with her name in it. And he wrote a song called Along Came Betty. Now that song, or that tune, has become a favorite of guitarists, pianists, and saxophonists ever since he wrote it in 1958. It was an instrumental to begin with, but John Hendricks did write lyrics to it. The first recording of Along Came Betty was on a Blue Note Records album called Moanin, M-O-A-N-I-N apostrophe, and it was recorded and played by the Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers group. The musicians you're going to hear play it from the Jazz Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. We've got Art Blakey on the drums, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Benny Golson, the writer of this tune, on tenor sax, Jamie Merritt on bass, and Bobby Timmons on the piano. So having explained all that to you, and you've all understand where it came from, I'm now going to play you Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers with this song written in 1958 called Along Came Betty. Sound familiar? Great. Thank you. Well, there you go. As I said when it started, did it sound familiar? I'm sure it sounds familiar to a lot of people. The tunes called along came Betty, written by the tenor sax man Benny Golson. And that recording you heard was the very first recording of that particular tune, made for Blue Note Records in 1958. The album was called Moanin. Moanin, I have to keep saying how to spell it. M-O-A-N-I-N apostrophe. It's like moaning with a G off. And it was recorded by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers. And that was Art Blakey on drums, Lee Morgan on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Jamie Merritt on bass, and Bobby Timmons on the piano. Right. Let's move on to another one. Now, you Hammond organ lovers, you'll be happy because this is one for you. On the Sunny Side of the Street, written in 1930 by Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields. Now, some people say it wasn't written by them, but it was written by Fats Waller, but that he had sold the rights to the tune, but we don't know. So we're still saying that Jimmy McHugh and Dorothy Fields wrote On the Sunny Side of the Street. Now, the Hammond organ player Jimmy Smith recorded it for Blue Note Records in April 1960. So Jimmy on the Hammond organ, Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Don Bailey on the drums, and all together they're going to bring us this recording of On the Sunny Side of the Street.
Thank you.
Okay, that recording was made in April 1960, and the tune was On the Sunny Side of the Street, and it went out on a Blue Note recording in April 1960. The players were Jimmy Smith on Hammond organ, Stanley Turrentine on tenor sax, Kenny Burrell on guitar, Don Bailey on the drums. Now, oh, I know what I was going to say. A couple of weeks ago, I said to you that together with Steve Miller on piano and David Day on bass, we're going to do a gig at the Havelock North Function Centre at the concert called Round the Piano. Well, since then, they've changed it. And they originally said we were going to perform on the 3rd of September, 2 days before my birthday. But now they've changed it, and it's going to be the 3rd of December, 2025. Now, bearing in mind that the three of us, if you add our ages all together, it comes to a total of 254 years. So we keep our fingers crossed that all three of us are going to be above ground when it comes to December of this year to be at Round the Piano in Havelock North. Anyway, this is a bit of Spanish, this. Una más, which means one more time. It's a jazz album by the trumpeter Kenny Dorham and his quintet. It was released in 1963 on Blue Note Records. So have a listen. Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Herbie Hancock piano, Joe Henderson tenor sax, Butch Warren bass, Tony Williams drums, and they're going to play the title tune to the album, Una Más, which, of course, the tune is called Una Más, and it was written by the trumpeter Kenny Dorham. So Kenny Dorham and his group with this Una Más, which means one more time. 11:24 a.m. Thank you. Okay, that was a tune called Una Más, in English, One More Time. And it comes from an album of the same name, which was released by Blue Note Records in 1963. The man who wrote the tune was the trumpeter Kenny Dorham, and he played on that recording of Una Más with the other members of his quintet. Pretty long, that was, at 7 minutes, 21 seconds. Now, 10 years ago, in 2015, I was visiting London, and I went to a jazz concert at the Clarendon Hotel on Blackheath in southeast London. And the star of the show was an English singer called Zoe Francis, who, by the way, is married to Jim Mullen. Now, you think back to the beginning of this show, and I played you a track of the Scottish guitarist Jim Mullen. Now, this lady, Zoe Francis, is married to Jim Mullen. However, at the end of the show, I chatted to Zoe and her trio, and she very kindly gave me a copy of her latest album at that time, and it's called Looking for a Boy. And she released that album on her own label, Zoe Francis Records. Now, from it, here she is with Dave Newton on piano, Colin Oxley on guitar, Andrew Kleindart on bass, and Zoe is going to sing for us a tune which was written in 1942 by Harry Warren and Mac Gordon, and that tune is called I Had the Craziest Dream, the singer Zoe Francis.
In a dream, the strangest and the oddest things appear, and what insane and silly things we do. Here is one I see before me, vividly and clear, as I recall it, you were in it too. I had the craziest dream last night. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be. Yet there you were, in love with me. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you. You didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a girl go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you can, then please say you do, baby. Say it and make my craziest dream come true. Thank you. tonight. Yes, I did. I never dreamt it could be. Yet there you were, in love with me. I found your lips close to mine, so I kissed you. You didn't mind it at all. When I'm awake, such a break never happens. How long can a girl go on dreaming? If there's a chance that you care, then please say you do, baby. Say it and make my craziest dream come true.
British singer Zoe Francis. And that song she sang, I Had the Craziest Dream, is on her 2014 self-produced album, which is called Looking for a Boy. And she sang for us, I Had the Craziest Dream. And that particular rhythm section with Dave Newton on piano, Colin Oxley guitar, and Andrew Kleiner on the bass. When you add the drummer they've got, man, they are absolutely brilliant. But she sang that very well, didn't she? Zoe Francis. And I was very pleased to meet her, particularly when she gave me a free album from that, a free album from the album of hers called Looking for a Boy. Now, I'm going to play you another guitarist now, but there's a story behind this one. Pat Martino, born in 1944, died in 2021. He was an American jazz guitarist and a composer. In 1980, he suffered a severe hemorrhage that caused a near-fatal seizure. And the resulting surgery, which he had, they removed part of his brain. Now, that left him with amnesia and no recollection or knowledge of his career or even how to play the instrument that had made him very successful. So he came out of surgery completely not knowing a damn thing. But he completely relearned how to play. And to prove it, here's a recording that Here's a recording that Pat Martino recorded in Japan in 1999, 19 years after the surgery. And this particular recording went out on a Sony Records album called Plays Standards of Antonio Carlos Jobim. So please listen to Pat Martino when he'd relearned to speak, to walk, and to play the guitar as he brings us this bossa nova tune called Insensitive. Thank you. Well, Pat Martino certainly did a good job, didn't he, relearning how to play the guitar after that near fatal seizure he had. I honestly don't know how some of these people do it. I mean, you think of the determination when you've lost part of your brain and you just don't remember anything, that you actually learn to play the guitar again to that standard. The recording, of course, was made in 1999 when he was in Japan, and it comes from a Sony Records album called Pat Martino Plays Standards of Antonio Carlos Jobim, and the tune was called Insensitive. Well, we're getting on now. It's already 11:48, so I haven't got a great deal of time left. So let's have a listen to this one, shall we? This is a Cole Porter tune that he wrote in 1953 for a musical called Can Can. Have a listen. It's a vocal. I'll start that one again. It didn't seem to start at the right place. Oh dear, gone all the way along to now for something to happen. Right, let's have a look, just see what comes up. Yeah, got the right time on it. Oh god, here we go. Let's try again, shall we? From the top, here we go.
It's the wrong time and the wrong place. Though your face is charming, it's the wrong face. It's not her face, but it's a charming face that is all right with me. It's the wrong song and the wrong style. Though your smile is lovely, it's the wrong smile. It's not her smile, but such a lovely smile that it's all right with me. Can't know how happy I am that we met. I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're so tempting lips that it's all right with me. Thank you. that I'm strangely attracted to you. There's someone I'm trying so hard to forget. Don't you want to forget someone too? It's the wrong game with the wrong chips. Though your lips are tempting, they're the wrong lips. They're not her lips, but they're such tempting lips that it's alright with me. It's alright, alright,
alright, alright.
Ooh,
right.
Ooh. Sugar, darling, it's all right with me.
Did you guess who that singer was? It was me. Yes, me, your host, John Redman. And I did that recording, in London years ago with there's a guitarist called Russ Soper, and he had this little ensemble. And I did that with them at the Owl Cottage studio. It's All Right With Me, written by Cole Porter, 1953, for a musical called Can Can. I don't know. What I liked about that, doing that, was I loved the change in tempo. I listened to somebody sing it recently. God, and it was a dirge. It was, it's the wrong chips. But, oh, God, I like the way I did it. Anyway, stop waffling on, John. You haven't got very long left, have you, boy? It's 11:54 and 37 seconds. Goodness gracious me. So, what I'm going to have to do is I'm going to have to do my farewells now before I put on this next and last track, which is a good one, I tell you. And you're also going to get it next week as the first one. Well, I hope you've enjoyed listening to this week's Easy Jazz with me, John Redman. It is the 18th of July. It's winter here in New Zealand. And I tell you what, we had lots of rain yesterday and through the night. And this morning it was dry, but cold. Cold for us anyway, down here in the southern hemisphere. I want you people to take care when whatever you do. Watch out for the idiots on the road, for example. The ones who believe that indicators are just an ornament. God, I see that so often. Anyway, get back to it, John. Be careful out there, please. Please be careful. And look after yourselves. And no matter what you do, always be positive. Because as long as you're over ground, then you're there, breathing and living. Now remember, always love the ones that love you, because they'll love you back so much. And it doesn't matter where they are, whether they're here in New Zealand or in Australia or anywhere else in the world. Love them, because they love you. And it's nice, isn't it, to get a message from, doesn't matter who. I mean, in my case, you know, if my grandkids love your gramps, it's great. Anyway, love those that love you, because I love you back an awful lot. So, let's go out with a little bit of Johnny Griffin, a tenor sax player. And this was a live recording made in Cologne in Germany. And the tune that you're going to hear is called Hushabye, and it was written by the tenor sax player, Johnny Griffin. You're not going to get much of it, but look after yourselves, and God willing, I'll be back here again next week for another live program of Easy Jazz with John Redman. And with that, just have a little bit of Johnny Griffin on tenor sax. He's got pianist and a bass player and a drummer with a little tune he wrote called Hushabye. See you next week. Well, you can hear me next week. All the best. Bye, love you. God bless.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.